All right, we were at a Farmers for Free Trade event in Mercer County, and Chad Bell, a Mercer County producer. Now, you were talking to you near the banks of the Mississippi River on the last day of August, which is a Friday, but it's going to be a big week for you next week. You have a pretty neat role, I guess, in all of this. What are you going to be doing next week?
I'll be going out to Washington, D.C. on the Farm Bureau Leaders to Washington trip. What that will involve is talking to legislators within the state of Illinois, as well as talking to congressmen on the federal side. So we'll be hoping to promote free trade and trying to move past these tariffs and working more towards trade agreements, and also addressing getting a farm bill passed this fall.
What are some of the things that are you going to share with them? I guess there are direct storylines probably you have, because I know you have a new livestock operation with the hog confinement and the corn and soybean producer. So what are some of the specific things you really hope to share from share with them as it relates to your boots in Mercer County?
So there's kind of two facets to my operation that are really affected right now by basically China not buying U.S. soybeans. So on one side is the livestock. They're also have placed tariffs on the livestock side. And so having a hog building that I'm contract finishing for a local farm, if they're not able to receive high enough prices for their hogs, that could trickle down to affecting me as far as on the producer level. On the soybean side, China hasn't been buying our soybeans recently, so that's taken a huge hit on prices that we will currently receive here this fall at the elevator. And so kind of getting hit from the livestock side and on the crop side as far as China being a big player that we're not working with right now.
I know in terms of the retaliatory tariffs, there was the $12 billion aid package, I think, announced last week or 2 weeks ago. But I know you still hear a lot, trade, not aid. I mean, is that the stance still as we talk to you today?
Oh, absolutely. We would much rather have free trade and not worry about getting a handout from the government. That would be the end goal, is to not even have to worry about subsidies, just focus on opening markets and maintaining free trade amongst our trade partners.
And You said handout. I know people are very careful with how they use that terminology, but you have no regrets, I guess, using that terminology when you talk about that aid package. I know that's a sensitive issue, and I've heard from both sides on that, of how you phrase that or the semantics of how you use that.
You know, you can sugarcoat it one way or the other. I mean, that's really what it is. It's not going to make us whole. It's not something that's going to put us in the green. It's just something to help get by in the short term, and if we can get some market access here going in the future, we'll forget about it.
And just as to back up and talk about next week now again, you know, in terms of getting that role and getting that opportunity, I mean, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, just kind of how you view that, or the responsibility you get to kind of carry that message out there.
It's a huge responsibility, and it's a great opportunity. Being involved in Farm Bureau, without being involved in that organization, I wouldn't have this opportunity. What I'm hoping to do out there is just take my viewpoints as a young producer, and hopefully relay the message that young farmers are the future, and we need to definitely get some things straightened out to encourage future producers to keep going and farming.
Good luck out there next week.
Thank you.
Good talk to Chad Bell, local producer, headed to Washington next week, visiting with a lot of the lawmakers involved in that Farm Bill Conference Committee.